TJ, you got me excited. I want to plan a winter vacation now. You want to get over there to London and Ireland, and Emily, you're for it too?
Honestly, like, it's so easy to get around, so I feel like just riding the subway was my favorite part, because, like, you could go from one end to the other end all in one day, so, like, it's just so different than here. You can do a million things in, like, a couple hours.
TJ, is Steve a big foodie?
I would say yeah. He appreciates a good meal.
Because she's saying the food's so good. I have an idea.
Okay.
Get Steve convinced to go to London. There is an authentic British pub downtown, the Old Toad. Maybe you guys need to go have a family dinner. Get some authentic fish and chips. Was it Haggard? What's the...
Bangers and mash?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what's it like? What's his type? What's his food that he loves?
Beer.
Okay.
Steak and beer.
You could pop over to Ireland and get a real Guinness. Like, you could, the beer is like, I mean, everybody's drinking beer all the time. Like, you can tell them.
Emily, what's funny about that, my wife, who drank Mexican lagers all her life, then went to Three Heads Brewery, tried a stout, and that's all she'll drink now, stouts. Her dream vacation is go to Guinness just to try it in Ireland, just like you said. Like, she's talking about that.
Yeah,
I'm like, honey, you've never talked about Ireland. Yeah, but Guinness is there. I'm like, wow, you like it that much? I should be saying that, not you.
Yeah, no, I think Hope's right. I think there's a lot of ways that you can convince them. You just got to play the right angle.
You guys are absolutely right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I hope it works out. I hope you go and have, like, so much fun.
I do too. I just, it's a dream.
Did you see any werewolves there? Oh, werewolves of London.
No. Honestly, when we were there, we didn't even do, like, the most touristy stuff. Like, you can just walk around and not even pay for anything. Like, so that's the thing. Like, it's actually, like, really cheap. It doesn't have to be expensive. Like, you can just walk around and there's so much free stuff to see or stuff that's
there's
only, like,
history.
$5.
Yeah. And yeah. Emily, as you're walking around, did you meet James Bond?
No.
He's always on the streets of London in the movies.
No, it's surprisingly less eventful than the movies.
Okay. How about that big Ferris wheel that's in all the movies? You on that?
I didn't ever do any of the, like, super touristy stuff because I was too cheap.
That's okay. No, it's okay. You still
woman
got great
after
memories.
After my own heart.
Yeah, still got great memories.
Y'all take coupons at this cathedral?
Right, exactly.
What's the thing? What's the online group? Oh, wait. Big Ben, looking for the Groupon Big Ben tower clock thing. Yeah.
Yeah, we were kind of like, I don't know, I've seen it from the outside. It's probably the same on the inside.
Where's the Get My Perks London edition?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow and producer Hope.
Bo, please tell me you are not looking at celebrity birthdays again.
One of my good buddies.
No.
Celebrating today, blowing out the candles, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You're not friends with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
The action, the
no
kick,
way.
The high kicks.
You're not
and all
friends
the
just because you watched him and then reinterpreted whatever moves he was trying to do.
I love him in The Expendables now. He's in that with Sly Stallone and Arnold.
Still
and...
doesn't make you friends.
Okay. All right. Back in the day, Vegas days, he comes into a nightclub.
Here we go.
C2K at the Venetian, where I was hosting some dance contests, rocking the mic on stage. And here comes Jean-Claude. And everybody's like trying to take pictures of him. This was pre-smartphones and all the good camera pictures. So we had, like, disposables we carried around, and just in case, you never know, Vegas, who are you going to run into? Well, he's having fun, and he's had a couple adult beverages, so he's doing some crazy dance moves, and we're still in awe. Here's this big action star, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and next thing you know, he's like, come on, let's do shots, and next thing you know, he's passed out, and I'm like, oh my, he passed out.
A man's man, like Jean-Claude.
Yeah.
Can't handle his liquor.
So what do? I go, get the cameras ready. I go sit down next to him, and I put his arm around me like we're buddies.
Oh, gosh. That's
see,
so creepy.
See, we're friends
creepy.
Forever.
That's so creepy.
We're friends. That's we can like, do that.
That's like standing next to a celebrity and taking a quick selfie and walking away. Like you're hanging out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I've definitely done that.
I could see that.
Yeah. I didn't want to wait in the autograph line, so I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to take a selfie here.
Oh, man.
And we're friends forever, right? See, you know what I mean?
Again, doesn't make you friends.
Happy birthday song. TJ, Bo, producer Hope, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. And a great comfort food for this time of year is mashed potatoes. Oh, you could doctor those puppies up. Yeah. Lots of butter, lots of garlic, maybe some sour cream, maybe some salt, pepper, anything else. It's like that base. A mashed potato is almost like pasta or rice. He used to start piling things on it.
Now, I DJ'd a wedding one time that had a mashed potato bar, and they gave you martini glasses to put them in, and you could go through and add gravy or scallions cheese. Mm.
I love a great mashed potato bar. Yeah. Mm. Those are awesome. I live on mashed potatoes, of potatoes or any kind. Everybody in my family, it's the one thing everybody loves. So I always have potatoes on hand. But I bought the red potatoes, and I stopped taking the skins off. I'm just mashing it with the skins on. And my son was like, what's in the potatoes? I go, oh, it's better that way. Because you know how long it takes to get the skin off all the potatoes?
But it is better. That's where all the nutrients are and stuff.
Right. Well, I don't know. Now he won't eat them.
What?
Yeah.
Should so I got to come up with some superhero color or something like that. I know. It's a cape. It's the mashed potato cape.
It took me by surprise.
Here's a secret, because I used to work in the restaurant business before I got into radio, is you take instant mashed potatoes, you know, rip open the bag, mm-hmm. put some mayonnaise in there. It makes them taste more like real mashed potatoes.
That sounds so gross.
There's no way it tastes good.
Yep.
Mm-mm. I'm not alone on this. Any chefs out there, cooks that would like
mayo
to back me.
And instant mashed potatoes.
Yep. It gives an authentic taste. Serious. Try. You'll thank me later. You're welcome. I'm just going to say it right now. You're welcome.
Now, are you anti-mayo in general?
I'm anti-warm mayo.
Well,
I don't mind a cold mayo and a cold mayo salad, like a noodle salad or something. Mm-hmm. But I'm not heating it up and putting it in with hot potatoes.
You don't heat up the mayonnaise, you mix it in.
Hot potatoes.
Yeah, and then it'll hot instant. Not real mashed potatoes. You don't have to, because that tastes like real potatoes. It's the instant.
Okay. I'll have to try it.
Please text in or call 585-252-WBE.
Never heard of that.
You went to one of the great culinary schools around here. You probably know this trick that I'm sharing. And I'm probably giving up your secret. Sorry about that, but please back me up.